Walking into Paradise Cafe on a Saturday morning can feel like coming home for Thanksgiving. The place is packed with people, food, and random home decor. It's an atmosphere owner Joan Deering has tried to keep authentic since taking over the cafe in 2003.
I just want people to feel that when they come here, I care about them. We care about them. You're not just another customer. You've entered our house.
Deering says she tries to go against the norm in her business. Customers sit in the living room of an old home, food is on display like works of art, and waiters chat with customers instead of handing out menus. Deering wanted to continue this spirit of intimate hospitality when she applied for a liquor license last year. She thinks the presence of mimosas and cocktails on the menu will extend the cafe's casual European vibe.
This is a home. It would be like you came over to my home and I offered you a glass of beer or a glass of wine.
The process of getting a liquor license was more complicated than Deering expected. The state's Alcoholic Beverage Control Board gave the last liquor license available in Juneau to the Lunchbox restaurant downtown. Deering tried to appeal the decision, but the board did not rule in her favor. In a stroke of luck, the Lunchbox forfeited the license after deciding to shut down its business. Deering was issued the license on December 1st of last year and started serving drinks at a Valentine's Day celebration over the weekend. The cafe joins a handful of other local coffee shops to serve alcohol.
I do think it'll bring more people in who really haven't been in here before, but I think it'll still stay the same wonderful, homey place.
Paris Donahue is a regular customer at Paradise Cafe. She attended the Valentine's Day event to taste new drinks, such as the special-made Buddy Beers, a tomato juice mixer named after a four-legged friend of the cafe's.
Come here, sweetheart. Come here, bud.
Like other customers at the event, Donahue was donning a fake mustache. It's an emblem for the new addition to the cafe known as the Handlebar. The name comes from an antique bicycle hanging off the cafe's wall. Deering says the addition of the Handlebar will likely extend the cafe's hours into the early evening, and that the bar's cocktail menu is still a work in progress.
We'll just kind of play it by ear, is how I'm figuring.
Despite now having to check a customer's ID, Deering says Paradise will remain a cafe where everybody knows your name. In Juneau, I'm Kevin Regan.